poetic language now. Give me a guess. Guess why? Not because it is a good one. Because it's a complicated nonsense. You could sing anything in it. You could be an Arab learning a few words in Persian. You could speak Persian. Me with a little bit of knowledge of Arab language, just a bit, I cannot say I'm hungry. I cannot go in a restaurant and I can do nothing in an Arabic country. I read the books, I read even the poems in Arab language, and I enjoy it. That's how close these two languages are. The words over there, I will find that silly game I try to teach the people, especially for the audience, because it's a piece of cake for that. To understand some musicality somewhere applied to these words, suddenly whatever word they used, you have and you could use. Especially when you permit yourself to quote Quranic verses. What are you doing? You're bringing the Arabic verses in your book, and it works, right? You could use Turkish. You could use Persian. Old Sanskrit is there. So it's a mixture, right? For one simple meaning in my language, I could find at least 7 words. Precise, the same meaning. The families, it's limitless. It's like that. It's far from mathematics and logical stuff. Right? So the best thing to do is to gather the meaning and put them side by side. And both exist. Let's go back to inshallah. Inshallah in Arabic, in the language properly said, is if, in case of, that's in that, which is I'm sure of, right? But that's the case. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sha'a means to decide, to use your will, to wish, all of that, it's sha'a, right? And Allah is there. So it means,
if
God, it will be God willingly.
Right.
What is the meaning of God willingly now? That's the point. One meaning is, I promise you, I'll do this. But let's not forget, we are talking about our will, our wishes, and our effort. And we never forget that His will is the one. If He doesn't want it, it will not happen. So my promise, it has some little subscription down there, right? Okay, I promise you, except if God doesn't agree with it. That's one way to look at it. This is the simple one. The other one is somebody that, before talking about it, we know this. This time, he's trying to lens toward that I will do it. I hope this is what God wishes. I'm not sure, I hope. That's my judgment. Okay, I'll do it because I think it is khair, right? It's good. Because of that, I think this is the right way to do it. I listen carefully, I'm using the words of what? Right, righteousness, correct, just. If it is just, justice. Do you remember these words? These are the meaning of haq, that magical word. Which, you see how I use it? It was a Persian word, wasn't it? Let Ahmed go to the court and say, no, this is Arabic. Iranians, they talk more about it. You will find it more in this book than other texts in Arab language. That's why Persian is a good language. And that's why Rumi will go back to it. Amazingly, in this book he will say, I love Arabic better. Although Arabic is nicer, let's speak Persian. And don't forget, Persian is archaic language for him. He's living in a Turkish-speaking country. Everybody's speaking Turkish, him included. He's living in Turkish language and is studying in Arabic. Graduated from Damascus. But he writes his book and all his poetry, and he writes more than any normal poet globally. In Iran, his book is, this is one of it. We call the other one Kulliyat, means totality, something like that. Because it covers Persian literature, something like that. All in Persian language, while he is living in Turkish language and studying Arabic, and even preferring Arabic. And why he prefers Arab language? Because Arab language by itself has that magical stuff. In Arab language, it's so simply put, some technique which is in the language is simply put and it's quite visible. This is the magic stuff which is somehow the source of the Semitic language. It starts at the time that the Arabs, they don't put down the voyelles. They don't have a sign for that. So they have a messy language. They make a messy language. And everybody thinks, why? What is the advantage of keeping it messy? Because at the same time, the cousins, Hebrew, they put down the voyelles. So they write it. They have the signs for voyelles. In their language, this technique, which is key in understanding Arab language, is not visible. In Arab language, fa, ain, lam are always visible. They're always there, and you could pick them up and play with them. And you have a family of words and meanings. And this family is not like mathematical. It's more poetical than what relates to what, to what, to what. You could even, I believe Arab language is one of those languages that you could create a new, invent a word, right? Send it to an educated fellow, he will understand what you meant by making that, inventing that word. Because you have to play with three alphabets. And these will turn around and will build up a house of meaning all by themselves. That is added to this language. That's how it works. So inshallah has a lot of meanings, even more than that. Because you have to extend the meaning to exception. That okay, whatever I do, I rely upon rules. But I will not forget the exception, because I will not say that everything is going according to rule. Who said that? Do you remember who said everything is going according to a rule? The guy who invented logic, and before him everybody was illogical and happy. Socrates. It's less than 2,000 years ago only. He sat down and said, there is a logic, and logic should work like this. How does it work, logic? It's very simple, black and white. He made the language in a way that you could answer a question to yes or no. This is what came to Boole and his algebra, and it's the basic of binary language and computer language. Because you could break down no matter what question to a lot of questions, simple one, that you could answer yes or no.